think one of the most famous psukim in this chapter, and perhaps the pasuk that's sung the most at this time of year. It's Achas Shoalti Meis Hashem Eisa Avakish. One thing I've asked from Hashem, and this is what I shall seek. Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. To live in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachzeis B'neiam Hashem Olavake Beheichale. To behold the sweetness of Hashem and to contemplate in the sanctuary. The Ben Ezra suggests that David HaMelech actually wrote this chapter at the end of his life. Once he had a sense of perspective on the meaning of life. And therefore he says, this is my life's goal, to see and understand the pleasantness of Hashem's Torah, to learn the secrets and the inner meaning of the Torah. The Radak says that even though David HaMelech was fully confident that Hashem would protect him from all of his oppressors, he nonetheless asks Hashem to remove them and their threats totally. Why? So that he can fully dedicate himself to spiritual pursuits. He wants to be able to visit the house of Hashem each morning. Levaker beheichala. Levaker is related to the word boker, which means morning. To be able to learn from the Kohanim, who are totally focused on the service of Hashem, and to contemplate Torah ideas. The Malbim says that this request of Shivti Beveis Hashem, to be able to dwell in the house of Hashem, is not to the exclusion of all of his other needs. Rather, it's through his dedication to Torah study that he'll receive his heart's desire. He didn't ask for this in order to be able to take care of all his personal needs. His motivation behind asking to dwell in the house of Hashem wasn't that he should be freed from the need to wage war. Rather, he's asking that his needs be fulfilled, despite the fact that he's not asking for them specifically. He's just asking for the most important thing, to dwell in the house of Hashem, to bask in his presence through Talmud Torah and Tefillah. This is exactly what we're leading up to on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not about davening for our personal needs. We don't really talk about ourselves at all, even though it's the Yom HaDin. Our Tefillahs are not about personal requests. Rosh Hashanah is the day of B'seich Ami Anichi Yeshavas, I dwell amongst my people. We're judged as individuals on the basis of how much we actively identify with the Jewish people as a whole, and most importantly, our national mission of Kiddush Hashem. Even a brief look at the Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah will immediately show that the essence of the day is one of identifying with Hashem's plan for creation, to bring all of mankind to an awareness of and a connection with Him. The extent to which we can honestly say this line of Achas Sha'alti, this is the degree to which we genuinely desire that connection with Hashem, which itself is the greatest pleasure possible. The message of Rosh Hashanah is that this is the source of all blessing. Everything else that we require will just flow from there. So maybe that's why this is the verse that's sung the most. If we can internalize Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem, this is it, this is what I want. I want that closeness to Hashem. I want to dwell in His presence. Everything else will come from there. Levake beheichalu, a constant sense of renewal, should never become familiar and stale and old. Always pushing forward. Realizing what life's all about. Realizing and recognizing the power that lies within each and every one of us to connect to Hashem, to make His presence known in the world, to feel His closeness, and to bring others close to Hashem as well. All of that is encapsulated in Achas Sha'alti. It's this one thing.